What if you could cut through the noise in the online business world and learn from someone who has built a real business? We verified the numbers and combed through the P&L. This is not only a real business, but a real asset that people want to buy. We're going to pull the curtain back and give you the insights this entrepreneur has discovered that you can use to level up your knowledge, whether you're looking to buy a business or looking for inspiration to take your current business to the next level. Hey, listeners, welcome back to the Real Money, Real Business podcast. Today, I'm going to be taking a look at an Amazon FBA business along with a lot of other different marketplaces, including Walmart, Jet, and its own storefront on its own website. And I got to sit down with the owner today to figure out how exactly he is making about $10,000 every single month. Zachary, thank you so much for taking the time today. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you doing today?
I am doing quite well. Thank you for taking the time to get on with me today.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
Before we get to the questions that I have for you, I want to go ahead and run through a little quick summary of the business.
Sure.
Again, the business was built in January of 2016, has a monthly revenue of $85,121, expenses of $72,933 to make for a net profit of $12,189, which is generated on a 12-month average. Included in sale of this business are the Amazon Seller Central account, domain, site content and files, social media accounts, email list, subscriber and savers list, scope, and Google Analytics account. Zachary, can you tell us a little bit about your background in building and running online businesses?
Yeah, no problem. Basically, when we got started, it was just me and my partner just looking for ways to make money online. We saw a lot of people doing well on Amazon, so we found a course called Amazing Selling Machine, and we invested in it, and we just followed the criteria that they were suggesting to all their students, and we found our first product, which was in the beauty niche. It just met all the criteria that they have described for us. And we stuck with that one product for a long time. It was what you would call a home run product. We did really well with it for about, almost 2 years. So about a year ago, in the end of 2016-ish, we got into selling health supplements because we wanted to keep everything inside the U.S. so we didn't have to deal with the headache of, you know, dealing with Chinese sellers and the time difference, communication barriers, and the, you know, shipping and Chinese New Year. So whatever. So we just wanted to find something in the U.S. and we found health supplements, and we thought that it was a very good option because on top of it being light for shipping and everything being made in the U.S. so we don't have any of those external risks involved, it's a health supplement, so it means that there we can turn on subscribe and save, which we can now get repeat customers. So when you get a subscribe and saver, every sale, which if it wasn't a health supplement, would be one sale. But now if they subscribe, it's really 12 sales for the year because they're getting that every single month. So you move at 12 times the speed, and we thought that was we were fascinated by that concept.
Since this is your first online business and you've obviously put a lot of time into it, why have you decided to sell the business today?
Okay, we've decided to sell the business for a few reasons. One is that while doing this business, I started out full-time, but I switched it to part-time because we wanted to invest as much as we can into the business. So we didn't want to take any money out of the business. So I got a full-time job, so I didn't have to worry about taking money out of the business. And I do it now at nights instead of after my full-time job, my 9-to-5. Which I stay, whatever, it's really longer. But after my 9-to-5, I come home and then I work on the business for about 1 to 2 hours. So it's really not that bad, but it's difficult because I am married with 3 children and it's hard to have like a regular life. So I'm looking to sell now to get some of my time back because I'm out of the house for 16 to 17 hours of the day and it's just not a healthy lifestyle. So I'm trying to just normalize my life and I'm losing energy and focus, and I don't have all the efforts I can to put into the business the way that it can be done or it should be done.
Yeah, and that definitely makes sense and is a fair reason. So when you take a look back over the last year, you see, you know, back last spring of 2017, the numbers were about $15,000 in net profit. And then it dipped a little lower for the summer and then had a big spike in November, December. And, you know, can you just talk about why was there that little bit of a downturn and what caused the spike?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we were doing well back in the beginning, or earlier, like what, like you mentioned, we were investing a lot. We're going to go into marketing a little bit. We were investing heavily into giveaways to help us with keyword ranking. And that's a lot of investment up front in exchange for returns down the road. So that's what we were doing, and we invest heavily in that. And once we invested so much in that, that we needed to take a break because it wasn't, we had to balance it out, right? We needed the time to recoup our money. So when we were doing really well, it's because we're doing a lot of giveaways, ranking for a lot of keywords, and then we just coasted for a very long time. And while we were recouping our money, we got the money, and we, instead of investing it back in the business, we wanted to just take a moment, and we, perhaps not the right move, but we decided to pay ourselves. So that was perhaps not the right move, looking back on it. And then that's when sales started to go down because we didn't have enough money then to invest more into our giveaways. But it did last a long time for our keyword rankings. And we coasted for a while. And we just didn't have the money now to put back into the giveaways, which is one of the other reasons why we are looking to sell. Because it can be done again if somebody comes in with the right mindset and the right resources.
And then, you know, obviously, if you're putting in less time and money into the marketing side of things, you know, it makes sense and that it went a little bit slower and you were just coasting. Yeah, which totally makes sense. And obviously, if someone were to come in, put those resources back in, as you said, it'd be easy to get that back up. But what caused the November-December spike? Was it just the holidays?
Yeah, so it's the holidays. So that our first product, that home run product I was describing, and the beauty product, so that it turns out that's super popular for the holidays. So it does really, really well. In fact, we are able to about double our price and sell a lot more during those holidays. So that's a great time for us to make a lot of money back. And we do. And it happened for every November, December so far. And it's great. And there's lots of holiday keywords that we invest in for PPC and ranking. And they're under a lot of people's radar. So they're very easy to get traffic to. And it's a very high return on those keywords.
What exactly are you doing nowadays in terms of marketing?
We are currently still coasting. We're running some Amazon PPC, but mainly coasting. So we're not doing as much as we used to because the money is tight for us.
Mm-hmm. And when you say that you get home after your day job and go to work on the business, what do you typically do during that time?
So during that time, I'm doing a few things. One, I'm investing in my education. So I spend a lot of time watching lots of trainings on different ways to expand the business, grow the business in different ways other than giveaways, because we were looking for different avenues. And we've tried some, but nothing has been, we didn't find anything that was as successful as those giveaways. So pretty much just jumping from trying something else to something else, and we're doing a lot of that. So it's a lot of, I spend a lot, about half the time doing research and then half the time trying to put it into action with we have a VA, so I let them know what to do and then they take action upon it. And like, we invested a lot in our website and we built up our email subscribers, and it works and it helps, but it's just not the same as the giveaway strategy.
What exactly does the VA do to help with the business?
Everything that I used to do. So she does all the day-to-day operations. She takes care of all the Amazon PPC and the customer service. And she's in charge of managing our inventory, also our social media accounts and our website, and just all the day-to-day operations that come up.
How exactly does she feel about continuing to work with the business when a new owner takes over?
She is a very high-level executive from the Philippines, so she's very good at training. She personally will not be moving with the new owner, but she is very available for training the new owner and any VAs that they hire, and she's very good at training, and she will record every training so they can go back and reference it, and she's very helpful and thorough in that way.
The email list that the business has, how many subscribers do you have?
Somewhere between, it's over 6,000, but I don't know if it's 7,000.
Do you utilize that email list with, you know, constant email marketing?
We did make a run for it, and it's not consistent. So we tried it for 2 to 4 months or something like that. And we were putting out content. We even hired an email copywriter, and it was working, and we got some traction. But we were looking for a faster return on investment, and it took time to find the right guy, and we ended up not even finding the right guy. So we... put it on the side, and we did not revisit it yet.
Hey, listeners, do you want to find a business that is just right for you? Head on over to Empire Flippers and have a look at our marketplace, where you can see real businesses making real money, just like the one we're looking at today. In fact, don't miss out. Head over now, share your email address, and we'll send you hot, fresh new listings of successful businesses every week to your inbox. Now back to the interview. What are some of the big opportunities for growth that you see a new owner being able to take advantage of?
Well, for growth on Amazon, to if they have the resources to put back into the giveaways, that is a very logical and next step thing to do, because we have already shown that that works very well. And then outside of Amazon, though, an excellent thing to do, which is what we want to do if I had time, the Facebook groups. We would start a Facebook group for health supplements, and you would want to have yourself as the authority of the group, and you're going to be the owner of the group. And I would recommend doing Facebook Lives and answering everybody's questions. And there are different ways to advertise that group to acquire new members of it, to it. And that would be a way to get a loyal following. And remember, everybody for health supplements, if they see you as an authority and they know that your products are quality, which they all are, and they can easily become subscribe and savers. And now you need a very small group. You can make a lot of money with a small amount of people because they're coming back every month.
Have you looked at expanding into other marketplaces, like, you know, maybe instead of just Amazon US, maybe Amazon UK or, you know, other places in Europe? Have you looked at that?
We have considered it. We never acted upon it because we felt that we could maximize more within the US before we branch out. And that's the reason why we didn't. But you just reminded me, we also expanded onto Walmart and we've been doing some good sales over there as well.
Are you on any other platforms other than Amazon and Walmart and then your own website?
Just recently started on Jet, but it's not utilized yet. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten a few sales on Jet, a few sales on our website, but mainly Amazon, then secondary would be Walmart. Yeah.
Do you feel like there are any significant risks with this business that a new owner should be aware of?
I mean, with the Amazon business in general, it's just, you know, you run the risk. It's not your platform, so you play by their rules. So Amazon updates everything all the time. So it's just a matter of staying on top of the things and staying on top of all the rules and doing the right things. But again, Amazon is, you know, they could change on a whim. So it's just difficult to, that's the same risk as any other company that's selling on Amazon, though. So it's no greater of a risk. That would be it, though.
Would you commit to a non-compete?
Yes, because, I want to focus on my full-time job right now, the one that I have that's 9-to-5. I'm part of a large company that's growing very rapidly, and there's lots of room for growth. And it's easier for me to do just focus on one thing. I've tried to multitask it's been almost a year and a half now. I'm not cut out for it for long periods of time.
I know that you mentioned that the VA is willing to assist with the transition period, despite not wanting to work, you know, going forward. She'll go ahead and help the new owner, and, you know, if they hire a new VA, get them up to speed. But
yes.
Is there anything specific that you would want to do to help a new owner with the transition period?
Yeah, I would be more than happy to help with anything that they need. I'm available by phone every evening, and I'm available by email with any questions. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to step in and help with anything that they need. It's just the VA knows everything I know, so because I trained her to do everything that I've been doing, because again, I don't really have a lot of time to I don't have all day like I used to.
Would you be willing to discuss something like an earnout?
Yes.
Awesome. Zach, thank you so much for the time today. I do have one final question for you, but before we get to that, I want to go ahead and run through that quick summary of the business again.
Okay.
The business was built in January of 2016, has a monthly revenue of $85,121, expenses of $72,933 to make for a net profit of $12,189, which is generated on a 12-month average. Included in sale of this business are the Amazon Seller Central account, domain, site content and files, social media profiles, email list, subscriber and savers list, scope, and Google Analytics account. Zachary, can you just kind of recap everything and, in your own words, give me your best 30-second pitch on why someone should purchase this business?
Yes. Basically, Amazon is growing year over year. We are an established brand on Amazon.com, and we have subscribe and savers of over 750, and we have lots of traction, so it would be very easy to launch new products, and because you already have our brand name behind it. We also sell on Walmart, which is a drop shipping model, which you don't have to pay for inventory for, and there's tremendous growth on there as well. With the right resources and the right buyer, this could be a tremendous opportunity for them.
And if nothing else, there is definitely the opportunity to start up the giveaways again, and you know that could definitely boost sales, because as you've already shown, that strategy works.
Absolutely, yes. That has been shown to work time and again, yes.
Zachary, thank you so much for the time today.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
You've just learned how this business works, and I want to give you the opportunity to learn more about what you can do to buy real online businesses just like this one. If you want to find out more about businesses making real money, head over to empireflippers.com and sign up for our mailing list. There is an entire world of people quietly investing their money into online businesses and seeing great returns. Now, we want to help you do the same thing.